And I mean, we know who it was made for, but at the same time, like, we don't know who this was made for. Like, it doesn't match up to anything. You know, even what's his name?
Eric Larson.
Yeah, so Eric Larson was like, yeah, like, it's not the comic book. It's not, you know, like, I don't know what this is. Like, I mean, like, I signed off on it, and I sold some toys, you know. Some adults bought them.
I mean, it doesn't feel the same as, like, Street Sharks or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, clearly, it is the same formula. It's a 20-minute toy commercial.
Right.
To try to convince you to buy, and it's like, oh, I gotta buy the Savage Dragon action figures, I gotta buy all the Super Freak action figures.
I don't think you ever came out with any Super Freak action. I think it came out with Barbaric and Dragon, and I think that was pretty much it, because they were under the Playmates, like TMNT line that with the Jim Lee Turtles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember those.
So I don't know that they actually made anything else.
I thought there were a shit ton of Savage Dragon toys.
Uh-huh. So I don't remember it being any, because I bought the ones I saw.
Yeah.
Now, you know, McFarlane had done some dragon characters in one of his prints, or his waves.
Maybe that's why it feels so different, because it's structured like a 20-minute toy commercial, but it's not actually.
Well, I think it's just, you know, they didn't get the ratings it wanted to for it to kind of fully, like, bring out a bunch of toys. But I think they wanted to. Yeah. I think it's why they put him in with the Turtles lineup. I mean, the Turtles toy lineup to kind of see, you know, kind of test the waters before they fully commit it.
Yep, I remember the Jim Lee toys. I remember being very, very confused by them when I first saw them.
All right, okay, so that was the ones they came out with much later, like in the 2000s. Because that's where I've got the body bags, action figures. They had Judge Dredd, Judge Death, Monkey Man O'Brien. There were two waves of those legendary figures.
Then you do have, like, Monkey Man and O'Brien.
So I've got that one right there. And I've got that one. That's the fucked up dragon.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can't see, because he's got the interchangeable arms.
Yeah.
And they're under that package right there.
Nice.
Yeah. She-Dragon.
Oh, I forgot about She-Dragon, yeah.
I just always kind of saw her as like, oh, she's got two hairdos. She's got the mohawk one, and then the full hair, apparently.
Interesting.
I just saw her as more of a, and those are some later McFarlanes. I haven't seen that, actually, wouldn't mind getting it.
That looks pretty cool, yeah.
I like Savage Dragon's look. I mean,
he's a good design, yeah.
Okay, did keep the packaging the same for whichever one she...
You know, it's a good design, and I mean, from what I understand, Eric Larson's a pretty cool dude.
Well, we saw him in the con that one day. He was just sitting there all by his lonesome.
Yeah, we never talked to him, though.
That's true.
But that's because, I mean, like, I hadn't read the books, so it's really difficult to just go, hey, I really like your character design. Like, how do you build a conversation off of that?
I guess that's it. I like your character design. Like, you know, like, what was the idea of, like, making him into a cop? Because that's kind of, for me, that's kind of the big appeal of it.
That is an interesting angle for it, yeah.
But yeah, the other thing they came out with was Barbaric, but no.
Well, it looked like they had that red dude. That, I guess that's Barbaric.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But like no other characters. So they had no villains, and that's from the I can't think of his name right now. Patriots.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's not Super Patriot. It's
Speaking of that, have you seen
Rob Super Patriot? Sorry.
Have you seen Rob Liefeld's total Captain America ripoff?
The Fighting American?
I think so. Hold on.
So Fighting American was actually a comic book that had come out before under a different company?
No. This is Agent America, and it is the biggest ripoff of Cap I've ever seen. Down to the Shield.
Yeah, so that is the Fighting American. He bought... So when he got kicked off of Captain America, the Heroes Reborn thing,
yeah.
He bought the rights to the Fighting American... I'm thinking Fighting American was the Jack Kirby thing, and then he bought Agent America and was trying to continue his story arc.
Yeah, with, but Fighting American was a Jack Kirby.
Okay, so it was Agent America, and he tried to continue his story arc with that he had done on Marvel. Basically, he was like, "Fuck you, Marvel! Like, I can keep this going." And he's got this he's got this this partner who's like a little redheaded girl that is like his Bucky. So if you scroll through some more pictures, you'll see the little like short.
I don't have this on Google. I just saved this picture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you do, you'll see. Hold on. So here's from Heroes Reborn. There's the girl. That's the new Bucky.
Okay.
For his Heroes Reborn run.
I mean, the original Bucky was fine, but okay. That's a Liefeld, all right.
Mm-hmm. And then Agent America. Or it was Agent America, American?
Agent America.
Okay.
It's just the costume is a complete ripoff of Caps.
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, it's... Oh, God, look at that shield. It's like a boob.
It looks like the movie version. Like the 70s movie version that we watched, yeah.
Oh, look at him trying to do... Look at him trying to do a Frank Miller.
Oh, that's adorable. Oh, my God. He thinks he's people. That's so cute.
I kind of feel like we're going to end up doing another Rob Liefeld. Not today. But another one.
I mean, I'm down. I'm always down to shit all over Rob Liefeld.
Oh, man.
I'm down with the funk, baby.
Come on down to the funk boutique. I can't believe I haven't thought about that song in so long. Look at that. And look how wonky the shield is.
That might have been one that it's reviewed.
It's like an oval.
Yeah, what happened there is I think he tried to use an elliptical template, but he didn't actually...
Know how to use one?
Yeah, yeah. Like, he didn't know that that's not how you make a shield look 3D.
So there you go. There is his new Bucky.
I mean, that's not the worst costume design I've seen him do, but...
But it's the exact same thing as the other character.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's his Red Skull.
Which is just Silver Skull.
Yeah.
Nice alien there.
Yeah. Is he an alien? I don't know, because since his characters don't have noses, too, I was like, I don't know. I had no idea that was an alien.
Maybe that's just how Rob tries to draw black people. I don't know.
And so then he changed. He put the eagle on the shield.
Wow. It's so bad.
He has such a lack of imagination. It's...
Well, I think what that comes down to is Rob is the co-creator of Agent America.
So. Look out! So if they're shooting at him, your shield's behind, like...
Yeah, that's not gonna work.
One thing I love about Jim Lee, is, okay, look at this picture of him. And these are like, those are like solid bands around his calves.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not cuffs. Like okay. Like, it's just... Now he's trying to be a combination of, like, Stephen Platt, Frank Miller, and, what's your boy?
Sam Keith.
Sam Keith.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely some Sam Keith rips. But that pose is also... Dark Knight Returns, number 2, I think, where he's like standing and all crouched over.
Because he's known for doing his, it's your favorite thing. Drop shoulder.
There we go. Oh, so creative, Rob. Very good.
Oh my goodness. That'd be so great. I mean, I wouldn't want to go to a con just to bully him, but it would be so worth it for me to go to a con. And you and I sit there, and I don't want to say you would start doing it but it would have to be you because you would be able to kind of do this part really, you'd be able to do this part so well. Where I'd be like, you know, he'd be like, you know, well, yeah, well, you know, like, you know, what have you ever created? I created Deadpool, and you'd be like, oh, good for you.
Oh, good for you.
That would be the shit.
Stop fucking with my scene. I don't fuck with your Deadpool. You don't fuck with my scene.
Okay, here we go. It's clearly obvious that Agent America's appearance was a plagiarized attempt to recreate Marvel's Captain America. Despite having a brief appearance in the sample book, Agent America never fully materialized as both a genuine comic book character and series after Rob Liefeld was given a cease and desist from Marvel. This forced Liefeld to replace Agent America with the Fighting American, an obscure patriotic-themed superhero created by Jack Kirby and Joe Simon in the mid-1950s. Ah, so I was still, like, on it, but not
yeah, right. Yeah, like, we were both right. We were both right. But, yeah. Hey, get fucked, Rob!
So that's why I don't remember Agent America as well, because I'm thinking of the Fighting American.
Yeah, because it blew up in the hangar, because it's such an obvious ripoff that Marvel was like, nah, it ain't happening, Home Slice.
Yeah. And so the book that did come out was the Fighting American, but I knew he bought the rights to the character so that he could, do this thing, which that would explain why those Agent America books we're going for so much, and people are asking so much for them.
Right, right. Oh, man, yeah, no, I would love to just, like, redo my 40 Liefeld drawing podcasts, but do it on video.
Ah. Title change.
But he didn't change the costume or the shield. Fuck him. Good God.
Just change the name.
Everything he does pisses me right off.
He lied when he said he changed the character.
That's what old Todd McFarlane says about him. He robs, he lies, and he failed.
He just changed the name.
Fighting American is still Captain America.
And okay, so look at the side of the page there. Awesome. But he puts the exclamation point the other way.
Oh.
And I'm sure he didn't design the packaging, but I'm sure he had a lot to do with designing the packaging.
Well, I mean, it's his art on the packaging.
Yeah. So. But yeah, like, oh, goodness.
Good God.
I would love to actually do something real with his characters. Because I know that, Alan Moore did Youngblood for a short time. Because last time I talked to Horton, he was like, you never did read those things. Because he gave back my Brad Pack.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I never did get a chance to read it. And I'm like, what? And he's like, well, you didn't read the stuff I gave you. And I was like, those issues of Youngblood. I was like, I only had two of them. He's like, there were only two issues. And I was like, I thought he did more than that. He's like, no, it got canceled after that. So Alan Moore only did two issues of Youngblood. So I thought he did something. I was like, oh, it was Supreme. Character he did more. I was like, yeah. I was like, oh, I was like, well, if I had known that it was just those two, then.
We gotta get a Savage Dragon started. Okay, so that's not a terrible costume design, but no. That anatomy, my God, that's awful anatomy.
Like, hot leather coat, turtleneck, shorts. It's like a fucking, like, college, like, soccer dick.
There's also, like, no shape or definition to the legs. They just look like rubber hose.
Yeah, just tube legs.
Pretty atrocious. Atrocious. Just bad. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm always down to do Rob Liefeld episodes. But right now, I want to hear the smooth, buttery voices of Jim Cummings and Kath Soucy fighting Super Freaks.
All right, let's do that. Let's do that. All right. Are we already recording?
Oh, yeah, we've been recording.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. We've been recording for about 13 minutes.
All right, so, hey everybody, my name is Turk182.
I'm Akomi. And, you've been listening to us talk for 13 minutes, because that's all going in the episode.
Of course it is.
I mean, it's either that or it's a micro episode, you know?
Yeah, because I mean, you still have to split it and even do that.
Yeah, no.
You do realize that everything we just said for 13 minutes is going to go into the episode. Of course I do.
I did edit an episode recently. I don't know if you noticed it, because it was pretty far into it, but I made an extremely off-color joke, which I'm not going to repeat, and you said, that was too far. I was like, well, if Turk says it's too far, then it's definitely too far, so...
Wow, I don't even remember which one it was.
I'm not gonna dredge it back up. Mm-hmm. Because if I say it here, then I have to to edit this one. Yeah. So I'm sure as fuck not adding to my workload here. But
So the last episode we watched was Undercover. That's season one, episode three. I will say this though: out of all the comics, all the shows that had or Image Comics that had cartoons based off of them, right?
Yeah.
Savage Dragon, for as bad as it is, at least had two seasons.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, the Max only had one season, but I don't think that had anything to do with Sam Keith. I think it's because it was on Liquid Television. And that didn't
wasn't it MTV?
Yeah. MTV's Liquid Television thing where they debuted like Aeon Flux and stuff like that. And I think that when that came out, like they canceled Liquid TV after that.
Right.
So it wasn't because people didn't like the Max, because they also did the head where the guy had the big swollen head. He had the alien living inside his head.
Yeah.
And then they kind of did those like separately outside of all that stuff.
I mean, the Max was genuinely good, but I don't know if it needed more than one season. It was so artistic.
I still love that episode where he glued his claws in.
Oh, yeah. That was in the comics, too.
And he ends up in the telephone cord shop, which is telephone cord. That's so random and stupid. It's like it was like a scene from Kronk's, from Emperor's New Groove.
Yeah.
Just...
For the last time, we did not order a room full of telephone cords.
Yeah, I was about to say, for the last time, we didn't order any trampolines, you know?
Look, man, you could have told me that before I set it up.
Hey, how'd you guys get ahead of us?
My out council doesn't make sense.
So you live down here, Kronk? It's just me, Yzma.
It's just me.
Yzma, Kuzco, and me.
my Yzma and me.
So it had to. Like, Wildcats didn't have even some of the other stuff, like the Ultra Force didn't have it. You know, like it's kind of wild. But we're gonna move on to season one, episode four, Dragon Smasher.
Sounds like a band that Strong Bad would come up with.
It does. Ooh, that sounds good.
This is my new band, Dragon Smasher.
Like, as a dragon, he smashes stuff. Like, he's not someone that smashes dragons. Even though he could do that too, because he's really big and strong. He's like the biggest dragon.
He could smash other dragons, but he chooses not to, because he's a loving guy.
Dragon Smasher! Smashing other dragons! Dragon Smasher! I still have not played my Trogdor board game yet either.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, so here we are. Savage Dragon, season one, episode four. Dragon Smasher. And a three count of 3, 2, 1, play. Never mind. They did do that, didn't they?
Just like them.
Just in case you were asking, yeah, you were bleeding from the ass when I found you. I just want you to know that, man. I was like, oh, this poor guy. Like, he must have lasted ants first. I don't know. No, the police department said there's no DNA to collect.
Was She Dragon in the other theme songs?
Yeah.
I was never really paying attention.
It's always amazes me when they show like people like this, like him, he jumps over and does a flip, but then does a twist in the air.
Yeah.
To land, so he's facing him like, so you learn gymnastics somehow? How does this work?
Holy shit, this guy sounds like the Underminer.
Behold the Underminer! I am beneath you, but nothing is beneath me! I thought those were windows behind him.
I guess they're monitors.
Can you
imagine streaming porn on that?
Yeah.
Holy shit, Colonel Sanders! Is it true that you will make sure we never run out of our 11 herbs and spices?
Yes, I'll take questions now from Colonel Shere Khan. Well, that guy's... Oh, well, foreign government. I was about to say, that guy clearly looks Asian. And he is. Like, that's... Interesting, yes.
Impossible.
Neil deGrasse Tyson smashes through the monitors. Actually, that's impossible, because 100% is the entirety of any one thing.
You will give 110%. That is impossible. But I trying to get the Simpsons episode. Goes, by definition, no one can give more than 100%. It's the baseball episode. I thought that was a candy bar.
Just as the Minecraft eating animation.
It sure is. Wouldn't it be easy to do because you're super strong? You just punch through the wall?
Yeah.
Wow, so the access card tells you... Oh, that do we just label everything like that?
Magnetic discs, how the fuck do they work? Okay, it's cutting edge because it's the CD instead of the floppy disk.
Why are they double carrying a box with a CD in it? And first off, why is the box so big?
It's because it's a magnetic box, so it's like magnetically pulled to the ground. I love his shitty one-liners as delivered by Jim Cummings. It's so good.
Real petty pooper.
Why does he have a torch instead of a flashlight? Why does he have a torch instead of a flashlight? I don't understand this. Maybe he's British, and you're like, the Overlord is British, and he's like, make sure you bring a torch because the power behind is like, okay. I mean, you see the guy in the corner, his face in his party, he's like, this guy's so full of shit. Do we have to be here for this?
This fucking guy.
Oh, Boomtown.
Oh shit, Baltimore! Oh god, it's too soon. We can't air this.
We are not doing another Bear Down episode. We cannot do another Bear Down episode.
Bear Down for Savage Dragon. Bear Down for Baltimore.
Holy shit. That'd be the best thing to do. If you wanted to cripple another company's like technology, or like cripple them, they're on the verge on the cutting edge. You hire people to go in there and steal it.
Yeah.
But set them up so they get caught in the process of it. Cause then the IP gets taken and sealed away as evidence.
Oh yeah.
And then they're fucked.
Still delays them, yeah.
I wear my sunglasses at night, so I... Burr, 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 burr. Oh, well, you're very, very, very thankful. Does he have his tongue sticking out?
Yeah, because he's not a typer.
Yeah, I was curious because I was like, okay, that makes sense. But shouldn't he have a bigger typewriter?
He should.
Because his finger's so huge, right?
I guess that's why he's typing so slow.
You think he'd use a pencil then?
Well, they gotta type their reports.
I mean, to push the keys, I meant.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
I can't. It's I gotta wait a whole another 24 hours. So, if I may.
Yeah.
Wow, that map just changed behind him.
It did. That's impressive.
But if you have a map of the city, and there's like a huge like bay... I don't need all of that in my map, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I just need like the most part of the city, like rare.
Don't waste all this time lovingly rendering the water like it's not part of the city.
Well, I was going to send you still. I mean... Well, who's the chief around here? It's clearly not me. Because, I mean, you know, I just like, no. I've got to run everything by Savage Dragon and his female partner. I mean, because they know better, don't they? Neil deGrasse pops up again.
It's
Rob Paulson.
I was going to say, it's definitely Rob Paulson. Ruby Madness! Ruby Madness!
Ruby Madness is tearing us apart!
What is with the... Like, what has he got there on his chest? And I paid you to do that!
This dude's voice is really familiar to me, too.
Please remind me, because your actions and your work does not show that at all.
Oh, go sing the nations of the world. Buster Bunny, that's who he sounds like.
Who did Buster? Was that Jim Cummings too?
No. I don't think so.
Jess Harnell?
Hold on, let me pull it up. I don't remember Buster. I remember exactly what his voice sounds like, but...
Oh, like the day my daughter was born. The cyborg of really... That's his... Okay.
Charlie Adler.
Oh, okay.
First appearance, 1949. Go fuck yourself.
First appearance? For Buster Bunny or for...
For Buster Bunny, yeah.
I thought you were going to say Charlie Adler.
Fictional character who had appeared in comic books from Standard Comics starting in
1949. Wow.
Oh, he's not related to the Tiny Toon Adventures character. Well, then why link to his Wikipedia thing? That's some bullshit.
I'm not a dragon. I'm a lizard.
I do that tongue thing.
You go like to the toy store and grab a fin hat and slap it on the professor's head. And he goes, "There's your dragon." Only if he wins.
I mean, speaking of Rob Paulson being Carl Weezer, that character does kind of look like Carl Weezer. He's got the glasses, he's got, like, the hair only on top of his head. He's got the gourd-shaped head.
Yeah. Can you imagine, like, doing a voice actor, ugh, ugh, ooh, Jim, can we take that back again? To where the, no, Jim, one more time, please.
I could never be a voice actor, because they'd be like, all right, just so pretend that you've been knocked down and knocked the wind out of you, and I'd just be like, oh, fuck! God! It's like, okay, we're...
Shit, that fucking hurt!
Like, all right, we're gonna need to redo that. Please try to hold back on the cussing. Mm. Cock ass! God! Mm. Oh! My knee!
So we should need you to do that ugh, again. You know, I got an idea. Why don't you show me how you want me to say it? No.
I want to hear you do exactly what you want me to do.
No, Jim, you're fine. No.
Beep boop, I am a robot.
Why do they give this robot such a big chest? And it's just the same thing I was talking about with the Blue Beetle, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Why did he have to have this big suit that he was wearing when, like, you could just manifest everything?
Yeah.
You didn't have to have all your weapons out at once.
That's the same complaint I have about Plastic Man, of like, why have your legs bare in your costume? Because if you can manipulate your shape, then you can manipulate the shape of your costume.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. It's like, why have them look like something else? Yeah. Why not just be comfortable? You know, easy breathing in the summer.
It's a subway, Dragon. You're good.
That's whatever I say about whenever I'm hard trying to walk down the street.
I am a robot.
Grape Ape. What's that? What did he say?
That's kind of what it sounded like. It sounds like the hidden messages in Five Nights at Freddy's.
S-A.
Good thing no one's inside. How do you know? Were you just watching the limo?
Yeah.
Like, just waiting for the opportunity to steal it? Oh, because we've never heard of you before.
You're all under arrest.
We've never heard of the giant dragon man that protects the city from the police department that is always in the news and was just in the news like 2 days or a day ago. That's the thing about Savage Dragon is he can get away with was like, you know, so Officer Dragon, when you busted in the defendant's door, like, did you identify yourself as a cop? No.
It's like, do I have to?
Right, exactly. Like, do I have to? Well, how do we know that you hadn't got kicked off the force that day? Dude, look at me. Really? Like, they're going to kick me off the force?
Beep poop, I am evil robot. My functions are shooting lasers and rape.
But not in that order. He shot off his shirt, Scott. He shot off his shirt.
You shot the highlights out of his hair.
Wait, wasn't his whole shirt gone a minute ago?
No, he always had that kind of...
He's the Hulk! He's the Hulk!
Oh, yeah! He always kind of had that little Tarzan boy shoulder strap.
Jungle light. So, okay.
Give me a hula.
Night, 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 night. So... I wish I had four hands so I could give your killer robot four thumbs down. The milk's gone bad.
So, very sad.
Same one I just congratulated and said he was the future of the city. Now he's the future of a graveyard.
He raped him. You didn't tell me his functions were lasers and rape.
Because when I told you I just want a robot that should just rape, you were like, you couldn't do it without the lasers. But they don't have dragons over there. Okay, so first off, a third world country cannot afford a giant robot. That's why they're called third world countries. I'm going to tell you right now. If the reason I was kidnapped and held by pirates is because they're trying to get enough money to buy one of these fucking robots, I'm going to lose it.
I mean, they were only asking for $3,000. I'm not sure if they could buy a robot for that.
I think it was the down payment. They'd have some seed money in order to be able to get the loan.
Maybe. War Trademark. Machine? Boom, looking for this?
What's that? That's my Dragon Smasher like kill story. What? Oh no, it was very good.
If it's super freak friendly, I don't think it would have killed and raped Savage Dragon. Just throwing that out there.
Chief, I never said it raped me. Just I mean, my pants just came off on their own. I wasn't wearing a belt that day. Nice feel.
Oh, yeah. Kind of embossed?
No. The glue that was on it.
Oh, yeah.
Just used alcohol and just rubbed it.
Nice. Goo Gone works wonders.
I don't want to put that on the book, though.
Yeah, I've only tried it on one book, and it seemed to do okay, but it was some really high-grade paper.
That's funny. I'll get you for this! Damn!
I guessed.
Well, that's because everybody ran away.
Yeah.
Because the robot was killing people.
Killer robot in the house.
The proverbial inside man? Okay, so the robot has the cyclops eye.
Yeah.
So it has no peripheral vision. So, and unless it's got some kind of radar or whatever, which would then make the eye just unnecessary.
Yeah, yeah. Redundant.
Right. So instead of making, it should have like a beam, like a visor or something like all the way around his head within a laser beam that, so it can just go, you know, 360.
Right, right.
The quote iris was like the laser blaster.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
And I hate it when they have robots that don't have hands.
Yeah, yeah. Green coat totally looks like Carl Weezer, doesn't he?
He does. He definitely does. It's like, you know, like one of Jimmy's like experiments went wrong and he died in the process and can never turn Carl back.
Jimmy, I got tentacles grafted under my chest. You know if your mom likes hentai, Jimmy?
Well, he has you, Jimbo.
Yeah, we did just watch Legend of the Overfiend, Carl.
Wow, he's okay. What? I don't think that that's how that works.
I mean,
you have a big beacon center of your chest and giant tentacles like coming out of it, like. My life is in danger.
Yeah.
I can draw my gun.
Well, I think that was the joke they were making, because they were like, we're not dangerous, and then he split his head open. But it was all full of teeth.
His name is Backwood? Okay. And then she didn't even have her gun on her.
Yeah. Well, they never have their guns on them. They're terrible cops.
Oh, he does have one hand. So, one operating hand. What, this, is his head to the side? I thought his head was in the center of his chest. Like, but it's not. It's like, unless he can slide it back and forth, which also is just unnecessary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, somebody must have. So he was all ice? That's okay, never mind. Did you hear that little thing, kind of piano string like thing? It's got almost like a Seinfeld thing.
Yeah.
Where like bam, bam, boo, 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 boo. My own people.
What do you mean, you people?
He had goggles on earlier, and then he... Dragon and wild. I'm savage, and she's wild. Please don't arrest me.
You gotta finish Mirandizing him, dragon. Hey!
Sunglasses goes on. Yeah!
Alright, well, that was an episode.
So I know we were talking through it and everything, but I really didn't get what the episode was about. The guy was, he was supposed to be, he was trying to get into government to, so he could then, like, make laws or whatever that would help out the overlord. And Savage Dragon's like, yeah, I just didn't like the way he shook my hand because it was too clammy.
Yeah,
he's a politician, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it was partially that, but it was also that he wanted to sell the robots overseas to foreign governments.
Right, and he was making the robots.
I mean,
I mean, he could have, in that case, then he could have just been a regular businessman.
He could have. He could have.
But, and, you know. Yeah, you remember the first episode of Superman anime series? Where they've got the robot and these people try to steal it and Superman stops. It's like an Ed 209, like robot, attack. It's not a mech suit or like armor. It's just like a robotic, I was a killing machine, but, just fighting droid or whatever. Anyway. So, I think it's, is it remote controlled? Not like a PlayStation remote, but you know, it can be controlled remotely. Anyway. So Superman stops the guys that they steal it and he finally tracks them down and catches them. And then he goes to Luther and he's like, you know, I'm on to you. I know what your scheme was. Like, you set it up for these guys to, from this foreign country to steal the robot because you couldn't legally sell it to them. So they bought it, but since you couldn't give it to them, like, you had them steal it. That way you weren't breaking any laws. It's great because it's the one where it's got to be, I think, first episode, first one. After the whole, movie origin.
Yeah.
And Superman shows up. He's just hovering outside the window of Lex's, office penthouse. And he's just hovering and just looking at him. And Luther's saying a bunch of stuff to him and talking. And then he's like, well, aren't you going to say anything? And Superman's just standing. They're still floating there. He's like, say something. And he'd opened the window. And he throws the model of the robot at him. And Superman just catches it and just crunches up. And he's like, I'll be watching you. And that's it. But he didn't say anything at all the whole time.
Yeah, I do not remember that episode. But
that's cool.
But yeah.
So that was the Savage Dragon and his partner, whatever, Wild.
Alex Wild. I mean, this one at least had a bit more of a plot than the other ones that we've been watching.
Yeah, most definitely.
I mean, it was still the basic thing of, they open up with a fight with the henchmen, they crack some jokes around the station, and then it's like, oh, big monster coming, send out the dragon, and they do it. It's always pretty formulaic, but this time it was like, oh, betrayal from a politician.
So right.
It added a little bit of depth. I liked it.
I still don't understand, even though it's for kids, I don't understand the need to just have these imbecilic, henchmen.
Oh, yeah.
That's why your plans don't work, because these guys are morons.
Yeah, I hate it.
And things, you can have them be competent and still fail. Okay, so let's take, for example, Jackie Chan Adventures.
Yeah.
Those guys weren't morons.
No.
They weren't smart. They weren't fully competent because they were kind of a coward. But even, what's his name? Was it Toru?
Toru.
So, and he was a big imposing figure, but smart. But it was about just outwitting them, not being like, I don't have to do anything because you guys are so stupid. These things, these shows go through, I'm not sure about Savage Dragon, but since it was on, USA or whatever it is, I'm sure it still had to abide by the same kind of rules, but, they've got all these psychiatrists that, read over the scripts and make sure that they have this and that, but they never think that, maybe we shouldn't talk down to kids.
Right. No.
Let's infantilize them some more. Yeah. I'm going to get off my soapbox.
No, but, I fully agree. I fully agree.
Because, that's what makes a show, interesting to me is, especially if the whole point is not just to entertain them, but in some way educate them, which you can't say, in a sense, it wasn't, because that's why they always had the, the little, morals and things at the end of the ones from the 80s and stuff.
Right, right.
Well, we also want to educate them, too.
Now you know, and knowing is half the battle.
Right. So, why not show them, oh, hey, Not every bad guy out there is a dumbass,
right,
and you're gonna have to learn how to outwit them.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. All right, so that was Savage Dragon episode 4.
Episode 4,
Dragon Smasher.
I hardly know her.
And it's kind of funny that they call it the Dragon Smasher, but that wasn't the actual name of the robot. That's just what they called it after beat up Savage Dragon.
Yeah.
So
they were like, oh, damn, we got to change its name.
Savage Dragon got knocked the fuck out. All right. Well, my name is Turk182.
And I am Akomi.
And we will catch you all next. I was going to do another trash boat thing, but I already did that one. So, and we will catch you all next time.
Bye, everybody.
Zang, yo.